right, 91.7 WHUS Stores. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
And this is the Hank and Ted Show, back from break. It's been a while since we've last graced your ears, and we are now like 7 hours earlier than normal.
Yeah, woke got us, guys. Yeah. We're not allowed to swear anymore.
We're not allowed to swear. Hopefully we can start doing these live, like, next week.
Yeah.
I just need to see how that works. But yeah, now our impassionate rants about politics won't be as nearly as fiery and fervent. But anyways, this is kind of going to be like a more of a recap, because
so much has happened.
Yeah. The holiday season brought a lot of stuff.
And I'm not sure any of it was good.
No. I mean, some of the, like, Twitter was pretty good.
Twitter was funny.
Twitter was very funny.
But that's not good. Like, all I can think about is, like, Minneapolis.
Yeah, Minneapolis and Epstein.
And Epstein. Yeah.
Something good that did happen. Steven Spielberg got his EGOT.
Yeah, he got his his Grammy last night. I'm not really sure how he got a Grammy. Oh, because he made the John Williams documentary film. Yeah, and that got Best Music Film at the Grammys last night, which is kind of funny. But you know what? So he made it.
He deserves it.
GOAT status, bro. Yeah,
GOAT status. What else positive happened?
Before
we start getting, because like both of the top stories of the past month are like really just dour.
Yeah, so I guess I can talk about what I've been doing. I went skiing a few times.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I started working at a chocolate shop. That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made some fresh chocolate bean to bar. It's pretty tough.
That is cool.
Yeah. I don't know, like, there are, like, good things that have happened in, like, my life, but, like, as far as, like, national politics and identity goes, we're cooked.
And international now,
too. And international, we're cooked.
Oh, yeah, because, oh, my God, Venezuela and all that happened, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez, a lot of
stuff. We took over Venezuela while we were on break, which we knew was going to happen. We didn't know we were going to immediately take Maduro. But we knew that we were going to fight Venezuela.
We have been talking about that for months, saying, and some kind of coup, invasion, military action was imminent.
Yeah.
We kind of did half regime change. It was like, well, the regime's not ousted, but we stole the president, which is such a dumb justice. Like, can you imagine if, like, China kidnapped Trump and was just like, listen, you have J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I mean, like, it's really hard to, like, even think about, like, this happening. Because, like, no one does this. No one just, like, takes another leader because they want to.
At least not in a while. Ever since World War II.
Yeah.
At least not, like, publicly. The U.S. has done it many times. But
right. But that's CIA ops. Like, that's different. This was a plan by the president that almost got leaked. Apparently, New York Times knew about it 2 days before the operation happened. Yeah, they knew exactly when it was going to happen.
Chat on what, Signal? They still do that. Remember that? Remember those leaks?
Yeah, I don't understand the level of incompetency in like our current fascistic like leadership is crazy.
It's because Pete Hegseth is a drunk Fox News host.
Yeah,
and Dan Bongi, wasn't he also? Who else are the big, there's like a bunch of really high ranking people that were just like on Fox News. I forget who. I remember Pete Hegseth was one. I think Dan Bongino was another one.
Yeah, I don't know. My
point is that are the people he has picked to be his you know lackeys have questionable experience at best and zero experience at worst.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think J.D. Vance has plenty of experience, but...
Yeah, writing Hillbilly Elegy really does something to you.
J.D. Vance is also, like, a narcissistic liar now. Like...
Yeah, it's crazy how quickly power has just corrupted him.
Yeah, because you can tell, like, originally he actually thought, like, what he was saying.
Yeah, maybe, like, 10 years ago.
And, like, now he just doesn't mean anything. Like, he was, like, 4 years ago in 2021, he was talking about how we needed to release the Epstein files.
Yep, and even up until the election.
And even up until this election, right? And now, here we are.
As soon as he becomes vice president.
Some of the files have come out. There's still, like, 87 million pages that haven't been released. Because they said that there were 100 million new documents that New York just sent in or something.
Which means that Epstein's probably the most documented person in history now. So that means Chris Chan has fallen to second place, which is probably the worst news of the month. Chris Chan is no longer the most documented person in history. It's now Jeffrey Epstein.
Hey, listen, Jeffrey Epstein, like, he was buying V-Bucks.
Yeah, he got banned on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Nick Fuentes says he was a very cool guy.
All right, guys, like, in positive news, like, the odds that, like, me or one of my friends killed Jeffrey Epstein in Fortnite are very high.
True.
Like, if you really think about
it. Yeah, and the odds that...
Or I was in a Fortnite lobby with him.
And the odds that I was in, like, an Xbox lobby with him are also pretty high.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. I don't know if I was playing Xbox in 2013 yet. I might have been, like, 2015. But,
Listen, he was playing Fortnite, so that means he was around until at least 2016, you know, on the Xbox Live.
He didn't die until 2019, so.
He didn't die until 2019.
Yeah, we all know that he escaped to Agartha.
Yeah, he's in Agartha.
He's in Agartha with Yakub and Charlie Kirk.
Bro, I'm so serious when I say this. Like, Jeffrey Epstein, like, as the most documented person ever, there's still so much we don't know, and that's what's scary, bro.
Yeah. Like, because even some of the files, like, a lot of the files, they released, what, 6 million? Because didn't they do, like, one 3 million, another 3 million, or was it just 3 million?
The new one was 3 million new pages, or 3 million new docs.
Yeah. And those alone have some crazy stuff in there.
Yeah, and some of them have already been deleted.
Yeah,
some of the stuff they released.
Some of the stuff, a lot of stuff about Trump has already been deleted. Yeah. I think it was, like, Brian Krasenstein is the only, he, like, reposted it before they could delete it.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, once again, with the incompetence of our government, bro, if you are trying to protect our pedophilic leader, then maybe do a better job at, like, reading over the documents that you are redacting before releasing them.
Yeah.
Like, there was a whole list of Trump accusations of, like, rape and other things.
Yeah, horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Horrible acts. And guess what, guys? They got deleted, like, 20 minutes after the release.
Because, of course, people immediately went through and just searched Trump's name.
Yeah, because, like, he's our president.
Yeah.
Like, and he was best friends with Epstein.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't even know, bro. Like, it's just crazy to think that, like, our government, like, as evil as they are just also, like, the dumbest people.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of awesome, though. Like, I'd rather them be dumb.
Yeah, if they were, like, because if they were smart about this, no one would care about Epstein.
Yeah.
Like, he would have died in 2019, and then that would have been it. He probably wouldn't even have, like, a Wikipedia page. But because they're grossly incompetent, and because survivors are brave enough to actually, you know, stand up.
Yeah.
And, you know, more keep coming out every day, which is great, that all this comes to light and we can finally tear these people down.
Yeah, I hope we can tear them down. Like,
yeah.
This, like, I don't know. Like, a lot of my, like, Instagram reels have just been, like, memes about Epstein recently. And it's like, okay, these are kind of funny, but how does this address, like, any of the problems we're having?
Yeah.
And, like, ultimately, I'm not sure we individually can actually do anything when it comes to this, because we don't have any power over what's redacted and what's not. Mm-hmm. And we don't have any power on removing the president from office.
Yeah.
Which I low-key find crazy. They should add an amendment that if over half the country wants to remove a president, they can remove a president with a vote, low-key.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Senate does not represent half of our population anymore.
Yeah. Because, like, at this point, despite what half of the country would like to tell you, election fraud has become so negligible that, like, you probably could have a vote like that and it would be successful.
Yeah. I mean, anyone that's, like, still talking about election fraud is just, like, joking, bro. Like, there's no way, like,
they, as soon as they won, they're like, ah, just kidding.
Yeah, we, there's no such fraud. Thing. Yeah.
Except they did call Jack Smith into Congress a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
About that. And that was like the last I've heard of it. And like,
they're suing Georgia. Trump's suing Georgia about those 12,000 votes again.
Yeah, even though he like called them. Did he call their DA?
Yeah, he was being literally like, that is treason, first of all. Yeah. I'm sorry. All I need is 12,287 votes.
That is perhaps the most damning piece of evidence in any political scandal of all time. Like, that should be up there with, like, Watergate.
Like, yeah, but that's Watergate just, like, tape. Another Monday, yeah, bro. Like,
but it's just, like, that happens every week. Because, like, now we got, like, Erica Kirk. Those audio clips of her, like, laughing,
nah,
talking
bro.
About merch sales
I'm
after
sorry.
Her husband died.
I'm sorry. I thought all of that... Oh, I swore. No.
We might have to cut that out.
Yeah, we might have to cut that out. Yeah, so I fully thought that everything about, like, Erica Kirk being a Mossad agent and all that stuff was fake. But, like, bro, that audio is pretty damning.
Yeah,
I don't even know. Like, it was, like, 5 days after Charlie Kirk.
I think it was after the funeral, so 11.
Okay, 11 days after Charlie Kirk exploded, bro. Like, it's hard to be like, yeah, this is how a normal person would be acting under these circumstances. Because, like, bro, like, when I, like, lost a family member, when I lost my grandma when I was, like, 16, like, my family was just, like, quiet for, like, 2 months. Like,
yeah.
And she's on this phone call.
Like, that happens when you, like, lose a dog, too. Like, you have more than 2 weeks of grief when you lose a dog.
Yeah, like, this was your husband. This is the father of your children. Yeah. And you're like, ha-ha, those sales are going up. Let's go, baby.
And, like, everyone processes grief differently. She's, like, even before Charlie Kirk died, she was still high up in, like, a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah.
Still, though. And also, if you, like, going aside from, like, her own emotions... In that audio, she was also like, if you need time for grieving, talk to your director about paid time off. Which, like, this guy, who is the president of your company,
mm-hmm.
and was friends to, like, I don't know how big TP USA, like, the actual company is. I'm assuming it's, like, still fairly small.
I think it's grown substantially since Charlie passed.
But, like, a lot of those employees, like, knew him personally, were his friend.
Yeah.
And you can't even give them, like... an extra, like, 2 weeks off. Like, they have to, like, eat into their PTO to grieve.
Yeah, guys, come on. Let's make that money. Let's
like,
cash in on my husband's death. Come on.
She literally was like, nah, the grind don't stop.
Also, once again, not to contribute to conspiracy theories, but, like, I've seen that, like, this guy who was standing right next to Charlie when he got shot was also standing, like, behind her at the start of that video call. And, like, just staring at her from the background. And it's low-key so weird. Like, I understand, like, you were friends with Charlie. But, like, why are you watching over her while she's on this call?
Yeah, well, she's,
like,
on Zoom.
Like, is this the U.S. government, guys? Is this Israel? Is this Mossad?
I don't think it was an inside job.
I don't know either.
I do think that Erica's definitely has a few screws loose. But I think we already knew that.
Yeah. I think she's just crazy, to be honest.
Kyle Kalinske vindicated. Remember when everyone was clowning on him for posting that meme?
No.
Like the fake widow grifter Halloween costume?
No, everyone knew that she was grifting immediately.
Yeah.
As soon as she came out during the funeral with all of the sparklers behind her, like, you're like, okay, this is not normal. Like,
and then, like, the town hall with Barry Weiss was also just like, so, I don't understand how anyone could watch that and be like, yeah, this is a, you know, totally normal thing.
Yeah, like, we're trolling if any of this is, like, normal to society.
Yeah.
But that's been, like, the whole, like, thing with Trump. It's overwhelm, overwhelm, overwhelm. And when humans get overwhelmed, they get desensitized to it pretty quick.
And, you know, like... A couple of weeks ago, more Epstein files were dropping, and then he started talking about Greenland, and that was the big news story of the week. And going further back, the shutdown also happened on, wasn't like the day before?
They were supposed to vote on it.
Yeah, and then Grijalva couldn't be sworn in for a month. So, like, it's not a coincidence anymore.
No, it never has been.
It never was.
But, like, they're so good at, like, literally overloading the senses of, like, the standard American that, like, plenty of the people who are, like, Trump supporters, they, like, see what's going on and they only see, like, what Trump wants them to see, like, 99% of the time. And when they're stuck, like, in that side of the internet and in that side of life, like, it's hard to, like, reach them and be like, this is stupid. Yeah. Like, open your eyes, because, like, I hate, like, saying that they're literally in a cult, but, like, in a lot of ways, like, MAGA has become a cult.
It's a cult of personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an entire movement. Like, I mean, even back then, if you're having rallies after you already, like, get sworn and become president, like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's very strange.
Yeah. I mean, if you're saying, like, outlandish things that, like, would immediately, like, get other candidates thrown out of the race and you're still winning an election, that's also weird too.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people were excited about Trump, and I actually understand this perspective because he was an outsider.
Yeah.
And, like, he was gonna fix I almost said Hollywood, he was gonna fix DC and, like, make things go the way they're supposed to, drain the swamp, like, all of that in theory, like, yeah, do it, bro, like, make things better for us. But, like, he never meant any of that.
No, and he was never really an outsider to begin with.
Yeah, no, he was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein.
He was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. He was good friends with the Clintons.
Yeah.
He was well within the elite circle, the Epstein class. He was a well-known figure.
He was a billionaire.
Yeah. All billionaires are connected.
Yeah.
Like, even when Elon Musk was like, oh, he's in the Epstein files. And now, as of, like, a couple days ago, it's been confirmed, Elon Musk is also in the Epstein files.
I'm not going to lie. I think Elon's innocent. I think he wanted to be a pedophile so bad.
Yeah,
but only, none of them liked him.
Yeah, only Elon could be, like, too much of a loser for, like, Jeffrey Epstein.
And
I can see that. I think I headcanon that. That's really funny.
No, that's kind of what I hope is reality, too, because, like, Elon is evil, but he's also stupid. Like,
yeah.
And, like, no one likes him, and, like, I don't know. That's kind of awesome.
Remember, like, he used to be considered, like, the real life Tony Stark?
Yeah, because he used to do good things.
Yeah, and he used to be quiet. I think that's the big thing, is that he was, like, he didn't really talk about his opinions. And then the second that he started, like, being opinionated, it was like, wow, this guy.
It was as soon as he wanted to buy Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I think it was COVID. COVID radicalized him.
Yeah, which is crazy because, like, if we're being honest, COVID should have radicalized a lot of people the other way.
Yeah.
And it didn't. It, like, that was when, like, the internet, like, bubble, like, I'm on this side, I'm on that side, like, really became an issue, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because leading into, like, the 2020 election, like, I don't know. I feel like more people were, like, fine with Joe Biden, like, before he won the election than after he won the election. Because, like, I don't know. That's when everyone started scrolling on their reels and their TikToks.
Everyone became a single issue voter about COVID that year.
Yeah. And then they were like, oh, Biden's, like, not fixing the economy, which he honestly really couldn't have. But
yeah. And for what he did a pretty damn good job.
I'd say his first, like, 3 years were a success. I think his last year he was cooked.
I'm talking about, like, just in the wake of a global pandemic.
Yeah. No, he did
a pretty good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of rebounding.
I'd agree with that.
But, you know, now we're here.
Yeah, but
hey, gas is $2.60 where I live, so.
Yeah, because we took over Venezuela.
Yeah, but now, and I got that 10 cents off at Cumbie's. Come on. It's like.
Bro, I got a whole tank for under $40 the other day.
That's.
Like, I was at, like, 5 gallons left, and I got 13 gallons for, like, 30-something dollars. It was crazy.
You guys are, like, just going and, like, bringing jerry cans and filling them up.
Low-key, bro.
Because, like, actually, I don't know. I don't know how long it'll take for prices to go back up.
If they ever do.
Yeah.
I think, like, our economy is in a very weird spot right now.
Yeah.
I was talking about this in my finance class, like, right before this. Like, the tariffs, like, have caused, like, everyone to want to, like, work with China and Russia more.
Yeah.
And India, and, like, look for other sources of leadership in the global economy. And America has lost, like the dollar, like, the value of the dollar has gone down significantly in the last mm-hmm. year. So when you're buying things in America, they may even seem cheaper. But, like, as far as things go in the global economy, like, we're cooked. Like, if we go traveling and we go to Europe, like, the U.S. dollar is used to be equivalent to €1.
Yep.
Literally until last
very
year.
Very recently.
Literally last year. And now, €1 is equivalent to, like, 85 cents. Within
really?
1 year.
I didn't know. Yeah. I actually did not know how much,
like,
exactly it was.
We are cooked.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Like, it's so fascinating because it doesn't actually, like, seem to affect us, like, when we're here in America and we're in the States.
It's really, it's an invisible effect, but it's so, like, it's a big shift if the U.S. dollar is no longer, like, the main form of currency.
Yeah, exactly. Like
it would be like,
that's horrible for
imagine
us.
if English stopped being the bridge language.
Yeah.
And it turned into, like, Russian or Chinese. Like, it's that level of, like,
yeah, like, we, the dollar has been, like, the currency of, like, the last 200 years. Like,
mm-hmm.
we have been colonizers and all that stuff, even though, like, people don't realize it. We're basically an invisible empire still to this
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we have a lot of territories.
But, like, we've also controlled the world economically as well. Like,
I'd say
the 1800s, like,
yeah,
late
1800s. You could say, like, the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
Certainly, like, by, like, World War I, World War II.
Yeah.
For sure.
But, like, bro, like, that's crazy. And, like, everyone's like, oh, actually, the tariffs are going to help us. No, no one wants to work with us anymore, bro. Like, in 20 years, we're going to be speaking Chinese, buddy. Like,
yeah, get ready to learn Chinese, bud.
Like, we're cooked, bro. Like, I'm not, Xi, like, I love you, bro. Like, don't op me, bro.
True.
Like,
Hassan just went to China. I think that was over break that he went to China.
I don't even know anymore, bro.
He went to China and started doing propaganda. It was pretty funny.
Well, the thing is with China is, like, China's, like, cooked too. But, like, the more I think about it, like, oh, China is, like, a surveillance state. All this, all that. Bro, we are a surveillance state
there.
Too. Like, as long as all of us are carrying smartphones with us,
yeah.
we're being surveilled. As long as all of us are wearing AirPods instead of wired earphones, we're
yep.
being surveilled.
They're,
like,
I mean, how many times this week have you gone to a traffic stop and seen a camera?
Yeah, they're going everywhere.
Yeah.
And those cameras, like, they're like, oh, no, it's just for, like, when people run a red light or, like, when they're speeding or... Bro, no!
Yeah.
They're using that so they can track your location.
Yeah, they want to know where you are.
And when you go places and why you go places.
And then they're going to use that argument of, like, well, you only have to worry if you're a bad guy. Like, no, I don't want you to have... You already have my location constantly because I have a phone.
Yeah.
I don't, like... You don't need to know, like, what street I'm on at 3 p.m. when I'm driving to campus.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like, once again, I am not defending China. I'm not saying we're better or worse than them. I'm low-key saying we're worse than them right now. But...
Yeah, you...
China's at least upfront about what they're doing.
Yeah, both are doing horrible things in pretty much any respective way you want to
yeah.
go about it. Like... Both countries are doing some pretty bad human rights violations.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's just how things are going right now.
Yeah, I mean,
get
out there and speak, everyone. Like,
yeah.
talk to your parents, especially. Like, I've had
If you have conservative parents, yeah.
My parents are not conservative, but there are definitely things that I see differently than they do.
Yeah.
To this day.
Well, they still have, I mean... I mean, it's going to be different for people in the audience, but both of our parents are Gen Xers.
Yeah.
So they still had, like, the, you know, relatively fine, like, easy-ish life.
Yeah.
They were able to get a house for a reasonable price.
Yeah.
What was that?
No, Demogorgon just appeared in the studio. Sorry, everyone.
Damn. All right. Yeah, they were able to go to college. They were able to work themselves through college. Like, that was an option. You could have, like, you could be a waiter somewhere and put yourself through, like, a state university.
Yep.
Which now here, tuition's, what, $18K a semester?
Yeah, something like that.
Yep.
And we got an email from Erdenka today. All-time high enrollment. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Shut up,
Erdenka. We're up to, let me open it up, I think 25,500 students enrolled
so
at
stupid.
UConn this semester.
But yeah, Gen Xers had it easier than us. And so, yeah, of course, the view of how things are going to be, or how things are going to be viewed between generations is wildly different, even if they acknowledge that, like, yeah, Gen Z and going forward, Gen Alpha really screwed over for the next, like, however many decades. The average home buying, the average age of a home buyer is now 59. So
that is not music to my ears.
We
bro.
Both have 39 more years to go.
Nails on the chalkboard. Nah, I locked in. I locked in early.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can both get houses before 2065.
Yeah, I'm aiming for like, what? Well, it's 2026. I'm aiming for 2032 right now.
2032.
6 years.
If you can get a nice job.
I need to make like six figures out of college, and I can do it.
Ooh, even that's, well, I guess it's,
that's enough. Depends where you want to live right after college.
Yeah.
Hopefully. If I live in Nueva York in Mamdani Sharia law transgender lands, it'll be expensive, but you know.
But you know, you make do.
I'm just saying, he's low key cooking. That happened while we were on break.
Hopefully, yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah, that is good
news. Mamdani is the mayor of New York.
And there's now Sharia law.
Yeah, actually, get ready to transgender
for everybody. Hopefully, the CS job market
is better by the time I graduate. I've
resigned that like it's not gonna be better by the time I graduate. By either the end of Trump's term or 2030, as long as the general economy starts going back up. The CS job market will go back up. Well, that's, at least that's historically how it's been.
The thing is that, like, stocks wise, our economy is fine.
Yeah, that's another
thing.
That's
what's
like,
so weird.
The weird thing, like, and with AI, it's really like in the past, it's been the CS job market is pretty like the same as the general economy.
Yeah,
but with AI and with just the economy being in such a weird place right now, it's pretty much impossible to predict how things are going to go. But all I can hope for is that, I mean, if I have to, I'll work in like IT, maybe get a degree in something else, something related, like electrical engineering or whatever, and see what I can do with that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hopefully, I don't have to do that, and things just magically work out.
Yeah, that would be best case scenario for sure.
I don't know. I mean, one of these days, we're gonna come on this show and be like, "So Donald Trump is dead."
No, but this is like what I can't get over. Is that gonna be a good day or a bad day?
I don't know, and that's the scariest part.
Like, J.D. Vance might be crazier than Trump. Have you seen his tweets? Like,
yep.
He's even more comfortable lying than Trump is. Like, Trump does it because he's dumb. J.D. Vance does it because he's, like, conniving. Like,
now, do you think he'll go on Fortnite Friday?
J.D.?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
He better.
He's getting ratioed too hard, bro.
Yeah, Connor Eats Pants is...
Connor has been very good since the new year. Since ICE decided to kill people.
He's taken that Kyle Kalinske pill and gone full Dark Woke.
Yeah.
Which I think is honestly just like the greatest defense mechanism or like what's like offensive mechanism against MAGA is just to go full Dark Woke and start attacking them. Not physically, we're not calling for violence. I mean like that clip of Kyle Kalinske on Piers Morgan where he calls not Dave Rubin, Michael Knowles, a word that I can't say on here, but it's very funny. And What is, Michael Knowles says something really stupid. He's like, you hoisted yourself in your petard. It's like, bro.
I don't even know. Bro, it's
that's
just
so stupid.
It's so beyond like the point, like going back to like the job market, like it's so beyond the point of like reality, especially with when it comes to the stock market as well, because y'all, like, no one has faith in the US dollar anymore, and that's causing gold to be worth a lot. Gold just hit like 5,000 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
It was at 1,000 when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like, damn, 11-year-old me should have bought some gold. Like, yep. I don't
or
even
Bitcoin.
Know. Or Bitcoin. Nah, Bitcoin's low-key crashing.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thunk?
It was at, like, 120K, like, late last year, and it's at, like, 85 right now. Yeah. Which is a pretty big drop. But, like, furthering on the point of, like, separation from reality, like, in May, Trump is going to be allowed to have a new Fed chair, because the president appoints the Fed chairs, and the guy who he's nominating will probably just bend the knee and do literally anything for Trump.
Yep.
Which means setting the interest rates at zero, which will explode our economy.
We are Jerome Powell.
We are Jerome Powell.
Oh, rest in peace, my king.
Hey.
Yeah.
Like,
that's not gonna
be
good.
The new guy, he's like experienced and like it like logically makes sense, but you know, like Trump's picking someone who will just bend the knee.
Yeah, like there are people in his cabinet who on paper have experience, but
Marco.
Are still, yeah, they're still just in his, they're still in his pocket, and they still aren't gonna go against their daddy Trump.
Hey, don't say daddy Trump. That's very rude. He's more like a mommy Trump.
Grandpappy,
yeah.
He's getting old.
Oh, he's so mentally ill.
He's frail.
Yeah, he's cooked. He's, okay, I stand by it. Joe Biden looks better than Trump does.
At this point, yeah. That photo where he, like, is jaundiced.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, that goes beyond, like, the bronzer that he uses. He is straight yellow.
Yeah.
And he's still got that stuff all over his hand.
I mean, who could have expected a man that eats 3 fish filet sandwiches and 8 McDoubles every day to like end up with like jaundice and liver issues, bro?
Yeah, there's that theory going around that he has some form of dementia. That's why he's getting MRIs, and that's why the bruise on his hand is from like IV
therapy
treatments. Yeah,
yeah, no, because they give like old people, like, it doesn't even help like long term. That's why it continues to happen. They give them blood, and a lot of the times it like raises their senses again for like a day or two at a time. So like people think like every time he's having like an important meeting, they're giving him blood and making him smart or capable again for those day or two, and then he becomes stupid again.
And also, I think within the past couple weeks, bruises started appearing on his left hand.
Yeah,
which debunks their whole explanation.
Shaking
of
the
like
hands.
Yeah, he shake, because he's not shaking anyone's hand with his left hand.
Nah, he's
so.
He's
all right.
He's doing something else with that hand.
Great job making a visual joke on an audio show.
Well, like, I'm trying not to like say anything I'm not allowed to say.
We're in prime time now.
You know what I'm saying?
We can't be too crass. But yeah, that's certainly gonna be that's gonna be an interesting day on Twitter when I wake up to that notification of the president has died.
Yeah, like, it'll be, like, really funny, but I think it's going to be somber. Like, I think we're going to be like, oh, crap. Like,
In some ways I'm going to miss him.
Well, yeah, like, oh, crap, he's dead. But also, like, damn, we have Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance running our country now. Because Marco becomes VP right away, right?
Yeah.
State?
Speaker? That was...
Is Speaker next in line?
Well, Speaker's third, yeah. Speaker in the House is third in line for the presidency.
Who becomes VP?
I think Secretary of State's fourth.
Oh,
So either Marco Rubio or McCarthy. Which I... Oh, wait, no, not McCarthy. He's been gone for a while. Mike Johnson. What am I thinking? Which, Mike Johnson's also a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly is something. I don't know, like, I really thought it was Secretary of State for some reason.
No, third in line is Speaker of the House. And then it goes down the cabinet.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'll be an interesting day on Twitter. All right, what else?
Oh, President pro tempore of the Senate is before Secretary of State, too.
Oh, okay. I guess we can talk about the other big thing, Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Should we start?
We'll start at the start.
Nick Shirley. How old is he? Way too young to be doing this.
He's destroying the city of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
He has destroyed Minneapolis.
And they also, they cut funding to the entirety of the state.
I believe so,
yeah. Yeah, so he has destroyed the career of Tim Walz, who, like,
he's wholesome.
Yeah, Tim Walz, I mean, yeah, he messed up.
Yeah.
He did some wrong things. But, like, this should not have been a scandal worth resigning over.
Yeah, like, okay. If anyone is, like, complaining about, like, fraud or anything like that, sure, I agree. Fraud is bad. You want to know what else is bad? Taking a $450 million jet from Qatar.
Yep.
And just being like, yes, it's going to my presidential library and I will use it for the rest of my life.
What else is bad is demonizing an entire group of people who had nothing to do, an ethnic group that had nothing to do with this. Like, Somali Americans are being way unfairly targeted.
Well, actually, I think racism is good.
Yeah, we need more of that. Most of, if you haven't been following, like, the Nick Shirley thing and just been, like, watching the aftermath of it, most of his claims are verifiably false.
Yeah.
Even legacy media like CNN were interviewing people who were like, yeah, I take my kids here all the time. They found one case of, like, massive fraud,
mm-hmm.
and it was led by a white woman. Is her name Amy Bach?
Yeah, it was led by a white woman, but yeah. She also had Somali people working with her. She had a
couple Somali people as her foot soldiers.
So, actually...
So that means that...
The white woman is fine, but we need to get rid of every Somali citizen.
We need to bomb Somalia.
Dude, don't give our president ideas. He will.
Yeah, he probably would.
He would.
We're gonna get back at them for fraud. But yeah, so he went... Like, his
that's
evidence...
the 10th war I've stopped.
His evidence was that, like, he went there outside of business hours and saw that there were no kids. Also that they
and
had,
the
like,
windows were boarded
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the windows were boarded up. Why can't I look through and watch these kids from outside?
Dude.
And he,
I want to look at children.
He also went to these daycares with, like, five big burly men... and was like, I want to see the kids. And the people were like, no. I don't
yeah,
know
who like,
you
leave.
Are.
Leave.
Or no, he was like, he went up there and he was like, I want to register a kid. And they were like, is the kid with you? And it was just him with like five guys. And he was like, no, the kid's not with me. But I want to register this kid. Can I come in? And they were like, no. Which I feel like is the most...
valid.
It's, yeah. Like, anyone would... You're not going to do that.
Actually, you don't get it.
I guess I don't.
You see, like, rules for thee and not for me, okay?
That's what I always say.
As long as I know I'm a good guy, then I can't do any wrong, you know?
Yeah. But, and then, yeah,
but,
this kind of...
Yeah, so I'll continue this. He uploads this video to YouTube... He had a failed prank channel previous to this.
That's awesome.
I saw a reel of him like being Spider-Man in the gym, and it was like one of the worst things I've ever seen.
What a shock.
But it's hilarious. He uploads this video to YouTube and to Twitter, also known as X, the Everything app. And la-di-da ends up being the most viewed video ever in Twitter's history.
Yep.
You want to know why?
600 million.
You want to know why? It's because pushed. One, it got botted, and two, because Elon Musk and every person on like the ultra conservative side of Twitter was like, holy crap, and they retweeted it.
Yep.
But this video, it doesn't prove anything. It's just more accusations. There's no like, oh yeah, this is fraudulent. And the guy he took to like show him where the fraud was works for the Republican Party of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But no. You don't understand. We have a lot of illegal Somalis in Minnesota. So what do they immediately do? They send thousands of ICE agents to Minneapolis, and they send Border Patrol to Minneapolis, despite Minneapolis being over 100 miles away from the border. So legally, the Border Patrol agents weren't even allowed to be there.
Yeah, and that's from the Canadian border.
Yeah.
Which, like, come on.
Hey, you don't understand. We're having a lot of illegal immigrants from Canada, bro. They want to come here.
If you hear anyone say a boot, you must contact your local law enforcement.
Dude, you can't say a boot.
If you see,
you can't say sorry.
If you see anyone and their heads are two separate parts and they kind of like go up and down.
Terrence and Philip,
yeah.
Report them to ICE immediately.
Yeah, long story short, they killed two people.
Yeah.
The
first one was, like, questionable because she was driving a car, and, like, most people were like, yeah, this is murder.
You could have a debate that the first one, whether, like, you could have a debate whether or not Renee Good had intent to harm the officer.
Yeah.
And then the second one, Alex Preddy, definitely not.
Yeah, like, no, he was getting beat up by like eight ICE agents.
Legally carrying a firearm on him.
Yeah.
And they ripped it away a while before they shot him.
Yeah, like 20 seconds, 30 seconds before he got shot.
And he was getting dogpiled. And you can tell, you know that they're guilty because they immediately pull their masks up as they walk away from the scene.
Yeah.
So like, you know, they know.
Yeah. And this guy, he was like a nurse. 39-year-old, normal guy.
He was an RN. He was working to help cancer patients.
Yep.
So.
He sounds pretty evil to me, actually.
Yeah, but he was recording them.
He was recording them, and he was trying to get them away from a woman. He told the officers to back off, and they didn't. And they tackled him. And they beat him up, and they removed his gun. And then they shot him.
They fired like eight times?
Eight times. Yeah. And immediately one of the officers says, "Where's the gun? Where's the gun?" Because he realizes, oh, shoot, I messed up. I'm cooked. And
but now the goalpost has been moved. Because now it's like, well, you shouldn't get involved in any, like, you shouldn't record them. You know, like, no one had a problem with that before.
Yeah. Like,
they're just...
Well, also, like, this has been a stunning moment of, like, silence from the NRA.
Yeah.
Like, bro, the NRA was so mad at Connecticut when Connecticut was trying to pass gun reforms after Sandy Hook, right? The NRA is like, we shall not be infringed. We have the right to own our guns. Okay. Sure, we have the right to have our guns. I actually support the Second Amendment, especially with where we're at now in America. Like, sure, whatever. Bro, they have been dead silent. They sent out one, like, crappy message being like, we shall not be infringed upon our rights. They don't mention anything about someone being shot. They don't mention anything. Bro, the NRA, if this was, like, any other situation would be freaking out.
Yeah.
They'd be like, this is one of the worst things we've ever seen. We are going to sue. We are going to do all this. We're going to do all that. Like, this president should resign. This person who shot this person should resign. They should go to jail. No, bro. Like, this is how, like, this stuff starts.
Yep.
Like, when your institutions just stop trying to defend themselves against what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the NRA, and I don't think the NRA should even exist.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like...
Stand your ground.
Stand your ground,
like,
dude.
Like, this is the one thing that you, like, make so obvious that you believe in. It's the backbone of your entire organization that has immense power in this country.
Yeah.
More power than it should. And you can't even, like, come out once and be like, hey, this wasn't good.
Yeah.
Come on, Wayne LaPierre.
So.
You want to come on the show? I'm extending an invite to Wayne. I don't even know if he's still the leader of the NRA.
No. I got a better group of people to invite on the show. So ProPublica found out who the shooters were of
really
Alex Preti. They're both Latino, which makes it very ironic.
Oh my God.
Allegedly, one of them might be an illegal immigrant too, which is crazy.
You know what? That's kind of the strat if you're an illegal immigrant, though.
Join ICE.
Yeah, you join ICE, you get a lot of money, and they don't care who you are.
No, they don't.
Like, ICE agents are some of the most unathletic people I've ever seen.
And stupid.
Yeah.
They're like Reddit. Like, respectfully to Reddit.
I truly wonder what percentage of ICE agents have, like, a college degree of any kind.
20%. You think lower or higher? I think 20 is valid.
Yeah. Maybe 30.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some, like, down on their luck people.
It's like pushing it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in ICE, I'm sorry, but.
There's statistics for that.
No, because, like, none of their information is public.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Because
they're all secretive. But yeah, so the people that killed Alex Preti, you should be rotting in a corp or rotting in a jail cell, respectfully. But their names are Jesus Ochoa and Raimundo Gutierrez. And as of today, they have been his death has been ruled a homicide in Minneapolis.
As it should.
As it should be. I think Renee Good was also ruled a homicide last week.
Mm.
As it should.
That, yeah.
You can debate with me on that one. Sure, whatever. You cannot debate with me on Alex Preti.
Yeah.
This is just like the start of this stuff, though. Like, as soon as Renee Good got shot, I think our immediate thought, besides like, oh, that's horrible, was how many more times is this going to happen?
Yeah.
Like,
which, I mean, it sounds like, not to say that like it's the second one was. I don't know how I want to word this, but it's sounding bad, but, like, it's good that the second time it happened was so clearly, like, this guy was doing nothing.
Yeah.
He violated no laws.
Yeah.
So it generated more of an outburst from even conservatives.
Yeah.
Like, there was, I saw some right-wingers on the timeline even being like, listen, I support ICE. But this was clearly an unjustified murder.
Yeah, there are plenty of conservatives that are like, yeah, we need ICE reforms, which I think ICE needs to be abolished entirely. Yeah, but that's a start. I'll take ICE needs reforms over like, oh, we love like, ICE, yeah, bootlicking. Like,
over like, yeah, let them kill whoever they want.
Yeah, that.
Because that's just
at least so you ridiculous. Have a soul enough to be like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't just let them kill people like. Good job. You did the bare minimum. I'm so proud. But yeah, I think ICE should be defunded and deformed and gone. And Christy Noem should go to jail.
Yeah, she should go to jail for a lot of things.
Yeah, especially killing her dog.
Yeah, animal abuse is on the top of the list. That should have been the first thing.
Yeah, but like, she doesn't know what she's doing. This is, once again, like, this is actually a case where, like, incompetence is dangerous. In other ways, it's been good with this administration that they're all stupid chuds. But, like, this is dangerous, bro. Like,
yeah, because
there are people's lives on the line. Both of these people, we didn't even mention this, both of these people were American citizens.
Yep.
They weren't, like, illegal immigrants. Yeah, even.
They were homegrown. They're both born here.
They were both born and raised in the United States. They're both from Minnesota. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like,
this is just ridiculous.
You are immigration and customs enforcement, right? So why are you in Minneapolis in the first place? Because Minneapolis has like 0.005% of the nation's illegal immigrants.
Yeah. And
you want to know where there's a lot of illegal immigrants, but it just happens to be a red state? Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Florida. Like,
nations that are close to either the southern border or, in Florida's case, Cuba.
No, but you don't understand, like, these Democrat cities, they're dangerous, bro.
Even though I don't remember the exact statistic, but Somali Americans contribute billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, they contribute way more than they take.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Which is also just true for all immigrants. Immigrants, yeah, on average, pay way more in taxes, and they're much more likely to start businesses on their own.
Yep.
Much more like they're, I think, like something like 80% more likely to be entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Which, like, yeah, by every single metric, they're great for the economy. Even illegal immigrants.
Actually, they have different colored skin. We should get rid of them. Bad.
Yeah, on the whole, like, incompetence thing, same thing with, like, Pete Hegseth.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, going back to, like, the signal chat being leaked. Yeah. You have military plans for a U.S. military strike in a foreign country, and that's being leaked to just the broad internet. That's just, like, being put on Twitter the next day. You can't have that happen. Imagine if that was, like, a full-scale invasion, which, like, whether or not that's going to happen, kind of up in the air right now.
Oh, my God. I think we're going to invade Iran. I still stand by it.
It could happen. I mean, protests have pretty gone down in the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they started striking.
It's dangerous out there, bro.
Like, few days.
This is, like, the thing with America, because, like, I was always taught, and I'm, like I said, like, I've talked to my parents about this, too. Like, from, like, our perspective, like, growing up, America, like, had issues, but it was always on the right side of history, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I believed that for a long time, but, like, looking back, like, bro, like, none of our wars have been, like, necessary besides, like, World War II.
Yeah.
Like, since then,
yeah, that,
like,
was, like, the only one that was, like, yeah.
Can argue that, no, the Korean War was valid, I think.
Yeah.
Korean War was somewhat valid.
Yeah.
I don't think Vietnam was that valid.
No.
Anything in the Middle East, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, the Middle East would be in a better place right this very moment if we never interacted with it.
Yeah, if we never, you know, took over, you know, Iraq, invaded Afghanistan, and even before that, if the UK hadn't divided borders, all this wouldn't have happened.
Well, it just turns out that we're greedy and we like money, and the war machine actually makes us money.
And I mean, yeah, same thing with, we're on the verge of either striking or invading Iran. Why is the Ayatollah in charge? Because we installed a leader in their country.
Yeah.
Who was also a ruthless dictator.
Yep.
And it seems like they're going to install him again. They're going to install his son.
Yeah.
Which would also be bad because he's another, like, in the pocket. It would be essentially another puppet state for us.
Yeah, but, like, I don't understand this. Every time, like, anyone's like, oh, we need to protect Israel, or we need to fight in Iran, or we need to fight in Iraq, or anything like that. Bro, we have Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is a horrible country. They have many, many, many human rights violations, all of that stuff.
They're funding a genocide.
They are funding a genocide in Africa right now that no one's talking about.
And they have money.
They have oil and they have gold and they have money, guys. So,
and, you know, same with.
And they have nukes.
I don't think Qatar is funding an act of genocide, but they also have a lot of oil and a lot of money.
Not to end up talking about the other N-word guys, but they have nukes as well.
And, oh, yeah.
Bro. Nuclear missiles and weapons are, like, the one reason that, like, we probably haven't invaded them, if we're being honest right now, too. Like, once a country has nuclear power, they are at the they're at the table for the rest of time, because no one will ever try to mess with them the same way that they were being messed with before. That's why Iran is trying to build nukes in the first place, because they want to be able to talk at the table with the rest of their older siblings and, like, all that stuff. Like, every country that doesn't have a nuclear weapon is like at the kids table, I want to say. And like every country with nukes is at like the adults table, and they control geopolitics and the world economy and all of this stuff. I'm so serious when I say this. Like, the US was the first to develop nukes, and that's probably the reason we're still in charge of the planet.
Yeah.
At this moment. It's going away from us, but it's going to go to another country that has nukes.
Yeah. It's going to go to the next in line, which is China.
Yeah. Assuming, well, it's China because China supports Russia.
Yeah.
China's in charge of Russia, basically.
And I don't know how stable the CCP is right now.
It's
so,
bro.
Probably comparable to the state of the U.S. right now.
I think it might be better than the U.S. The CCP, they got their issues, but they're a surveillance state, so they can keep it under. Like they can keep their issues under control better than we can. I want to say, because we have like the false like promise of freedom here.
Yeah,
like they don't have the false promise. Like they're more living in fear. We should probably be living more in fear than we are, but like, we're like, well.
But it's probably good that we're not.
It's better that we're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as we start ducking our heads and being like, oh, I can't say that. I shouldn't do that. Like,
That's when
we lose.
That's when all, like, differences between us and China just completely break down.
Yeah. No, 100%.
And right now, we're definitely on the way to a surveillance state. The only difference is in China it's completely controlled by the government.
Yeah, and they have a dictatorship too.
Yeah. And here it's turning into more of like oligarchy.
Yeah.
With like Apple has an insane amount of data on everyone ever.
Yep. But that's actually good, guys. I think it's good.
Yeah, thank you, Tim Apple.
Tim Apple, I'm glad you gave Trump his $1 million. Jeff Bezos, I'm glad you gave Trump his $76 million for the Melania movie.
come on, the last 3 minutes. Another good story of today. 10 years ago today, Jeb Bush said, please clap. And that's one of my favorite clips to ever come out of American politics ever.
Yeah.
Imagine where we'd be if Jeb was president.
Probably a better place.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Jeb is, he's probably like...
He probably would have been the best of the three Bushes.
Yeah. I think of him as like a Mitt Romney part two. Like, I don't like him as much as Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Because Mitt Romney low-key based.
Mitt Romney is the reason Obamacare exists. People never talk about this. He was the governor of Massachusetts. He signed that stuff into law, bro.
Yep. And now he appears in like mainstream media once every like a year to like completely outclass the rest of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And then he kind of just, like, dips.
Yeah, he's like, I want low taxes. Cool, Mitt.
Yeah.
I agree. Sure. I think, like, the only, like, fundamental difference... Well, I actually have a fair number because he's a Mormon.
Yeah, that's, like, a whole other
That's
thing.
A whole different thing. That's religious differences, technically. But my one, like, big thing with Mitt is, like, I think I would disagree on how much we should tax billionaires. But everything else we'd agree on for the most part.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
So, Mitt Romney, we love you. Come on the show.
Yeah, come on the show, Mitt.
Yeah. You have anything else in our final minute to say?
Our final minute. We have an Instagram, Hank and Ted Pod.
Also, hankandtedpod@gmail.com if you want to send us questions. You know, don't be afraid to use your voice.
Yeah. There.
We live in scary times, but we're strong people, us Americans. We're strong and we're scrappy.
We're strong, we're scrappy, and we have the Second Amendment, guys.
You're listening to 91.7. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
And God bless our troops. God bless America. And have a great day.
Please clap.
Please clap.